Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
And good morning. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. It's a Friday, so we have so much to get to on this day, and it seems like the last couple of weeks have been very busy weeks. Dan, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How are you? We got Ethan in here, whole team, and TGIF. I'm so happy it's Friday.
I know.
Yeah, we got to drive out to Kansas City today, later today. Keep my son's in-laws in your prayers. They had a horrible car accident this week, and we're just going out there to help out while they have three little ones, and mom and dad are still in the hospital and in recovery. So we're just going to go out there and help out over the weekend, and certainly say some prayers for them that they continue to recover. It was a really, really horrific accident. In fact, when you see the car, you think, how did anybody even walk away? It was pretty horrific. But
it's a good thing you're going to help. What a nice luxury to be able to help family like that. You can go watch the kids so they don't have to worry about it. For them, what a blessing that is. So that's great.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, life is all good until it's not, right? And every day is a blessing, and it kind of a reminder that, you know, you need to just be extra precautious and drive defensively and make sure that, you know, you're getting home safe. And that goes to everybody who's listening to us while they're driving around. Things can change in a heartbeat, and we just ask everybody to be safe on the roads for sure.
Yep. So they're in the Kansas City area. That's a little bit of a drive. And
yeah. Lawrence actually is where we'll be heading. That's where they reside. My son works in Kansas City, but the whole family on my daughter-in-law's side live in Lawrence. So,
got it. Well, we'll be thinking about you guys, and hopefully, they progress well in their recovery. And you know what? It's always easier to recover when you know things like that are taken care of. You can take care of it for them, and they'll be able to focus on themselves for a couple of days. That'll help a lot. And of course, the doctors and everyone else that's involved with that.
Yeah, so it's a great medical facility there at KU. The KU Medical Center is outstanding. So they're in good care, and hopefully things are going to work out. They both have made some good recoveries the last few days. So yeah, but appreciate the prayers, man. Thanks. Lots to talk about in the news. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I know. Holy what about Erica Kirk named the CEO of Turning Point USA?
Certainly not.
Isn't that a nice?
Yeah, not a surprise at all. I mean, she clearly is going to be a driven and passionate leader for that organization. She knew it inside and out. She understood Charlie's vision probably as well, if not better than anybody else. So for her to continue, it just makes a lot of sense, I think. She's extremely articulate and passionate about the cause.
Yeah. Have you had much experience with Turning Point USA as an organization?
I've never been to one of their, you know, big conferences or anything. My son did go to one and absolutely considered it a life-changing moment for him. While he was at Benedictine College, he and some classmates went. I think the mission is only going to grow. I don't think you're going to stop this train. It is absolutely powerful. We do have a Turning Point USA faith at my church, at Grace Church, and it's going to grow. It's going to boom. In fact, they asked people who wanted more information to go outside to the kiosk after the services on Sunday. And literally, I went out to get more information because I was not very active in it, and I wanted to learn more about what these church born entities of TPUSA are. And the line was so long. It was like there was 50 people in line to get information about joining and finding out more about their mission. So they have the obviously the youth side of the program, but this TPSUSA Faith is a kind of an offshoot of that where they're bringing them not just to schools, but now they're bringing them into congregations where people can form and you know, be very proactive in the faith movement of bringing faith to policy. So, yeah, so I think that'll be exciting at Grace Church to get involved there.
I didn't realize that was a component of Turning Point USA. That, I mean, that's something else. I think about when I was in college, and if organizations like that existed, I thought, okay, would I have attended one of their events? Probably yes. Would I have joined the organization? Probably no. Mostly because I was doing so much on the college radio side. Any free time I had, I dedicated to radio. So I just didn't have enough time to split up and do other things. But I think about, too, when I was in college, there were professors, and they were always super liberal professors.
Of course.
If there was a radical leftist that was coming in for a speech, the professors would say, we'll give you extra credit to go see this. And this happened all the time. It was one of those things I didn't recognize at the time. I just recognized I needed the extra credit. And it was a, you know, go spend 2 hours or whatever, sit down and listen to some crazy person talk. That was a good deal to me because they never persuaded me. And, you know, you'd go and sometimes the professor would be there and they check your name off a list and you get your extra credit and leave when you're done. But it wasn't until I was an adult I realized this is another form of them trying to indoctrinate you, and they use their power in a way to try to force you into their ideology.
Yeah.
Calling it extra credit. It's like a bribery.
I was on the communication side of things and did not have – I actually was fortunate at SIU Edwardsville to have some, you know, pretty right-minded. I don't mean right as in, but they didn't force agendas. It didn't seem to force agendas. Mm-hmm. But I was one of those college kids. I was so outspoken. I mean, if I didn't agree with a professor, I didn't care if it was an auditorium of 2,000 people. I was going to get into it with him, you know. So they didn't want me at those events, probably, because I would pretty much would have stood up to them. But were you worried when you went and heard those about people around you? You say you weren't influenced, but did you feel like, man, there's some soft minds in here that, you know, might be absorbing and being impacted by this stuff?
I was too naive. All I thought of was, extra I got to go get this extra credit and leave. Yeah. I didn't think of it as any broader implication. I never thought there was any other intention other than, oh, they just want to make sure there's a showing and no one, you know, is empty in an auditorium for this person or whatever. Right. That's the only motivation I thought they had. I thought it was pure, and it was not. I mean, as an adult, I 100% know what these other adult professors were trying to pull on these kids. But, you know, it helps me learn a little bit more so I can better prepare my kid when it's time for him to experience the same thing.
Yeah, to defend the right, you got to know what the left's doing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's do the short list.
The Mark Cox Short List.
Where's that money going to go? Would you consider giving it back to taxpayers while they wait for some of the things that you just talked about to kick in? Is that an option?
Politically, that's a nice thing to do, but you can do that and you can also pay down debt.
So can they do both? Can they take some of this extra money from the tariffs and do some sort of stimulus check with it? Here's the thing. I get scared because the last time we did these extra stimulus checks killed inflation. Economy has not came back down. It's baked into the cake, the prices of everything. I don't want that to happen again.
Yeah, we don't need more dollars chasing too few goods. That's what causes inflation. We need to stop the stimulus world and get people back to work, get wages up, do what normal economic indicators, and keep the government out of the economy. I think the best thing to do is just keep on what he's doing, and that's bring back the manufacturing jobs, and let's get those tariffs in place, and let's rock and roll and make America first on the world economic stage. But don't do it through artificial stimulus.
We saw the government step up and give a hard shove, and then we saw a compliant company turn around and suspend Mr. Kimmel. And that truly undermines the whole premise of the First Amendment.
Oh, did Bob Geiger call her? I'm just wondering, since she seems to know exactly what Disney did and what that they were forced into it. This whole narrative is such a joke. ABC did what any good company would do, right? This guy did something that was appalling. Why are people saying that somehow the Trump administration forced Disney's hand on this? They did what any network would do, don't you think, Ryan?
I think when you start reading some of these stories, it doesn't sound like any of these TV station owners were influenced by the FCC. They were influenced by their community backlash that they didn't want to have to deal with people in their community showing up with pitchforks because they had these poor insults to Charlie Kirk and his family. Yep. So they didn't want that. So they said, you know what? They understood in the background Jimmy Kimmel was planning on doubling down. So they said, we gotta nip this now because it's not going to get any better.
Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News. Couldn't have happened to a better guy.
I just want to point out that's AOC when it was Tucker Carlson. So the hypocrisy all the way around from the left, it's very much showing.
Well, let's see. Comedian ousted, they believe, because of a presidential edict. But they don't all remember Roseanne Barr getting fired because Barack Obama was mad because she, you know, lashed out at Jarrett, his chief of staff.
I do want people to know that just because someone has committed a crime, it doesn't make them a criminal.
That's a Jasmine Crockett there, representative.
What did she just say? Hold on. Can you play that again? Absorb this for a minute, people. Here we go.
I do want people to know that just because someone has committed a crime, it doesn't make them a criminal.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that pretty much, I think that's the definition of a criminal, right? Criminal is a byproduct of the word crime. It's ridiculous. It's unbelievable.
Well, we're going to have to play that full clip, but we got so much to get to. You know, I had observation I wanted to make about this Jimmy Kimmel thing. Maybe we'll do that after the break, but we have to play the full clip of that Jasmine Crockett just because. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. Dan Buck, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Can I give you an observation about all the backlash that we're seeing right now for Jimmy Kimmel getting suspended? The more I read about it, yesterday I mentioned, okay, he'll probably be back in a week and a half. I think I truly underestimated his hatred for ABC now, which makes it look like he's never coming back. I think that it's going to be really hard to justify ABC to bring back someone that's truly going to hate them and their organization. So it looks like it's truly out. I think I misjudged the situation a little bit.
Well, the arrogance too, you know, no remorse, yeah. no taking back, saying it, poor judgment. I mean, there was a lot of ways for him to try to save face, no effort whatsoever for him to save face. He just doubled down and, yeah, ABC would be crazy to give him another window. Now, he's going to land somewhere. You know, Netflix will pick him up, or HBO will pick him up, or he may just go, you know, independent and join forces with who's the other whack job?
Colbert.
You know, join forces with some comedy club, you know, we're left and we're correct and whatever. I mean, these guys, they're like they're like the bad TV show that they won't cancel. You know what I mean? They're just going to be around, stay around. They're not even funny anymore. I used to think Kimmel had some humorous moments. I just find nothing he does humorous anymore. You know, it could be his writers. But even when he's not political, I don't find him funny, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what the right fit for him is, but here's the New York Post headline. Unrepentant Jimmy Kimmel refuses to apologize after Charlie Kirk outrage and plan to double down on MAGA attacks. According to a new report here, Deadline reporting this, doesn't surprise me that ABC, knowing the attitude of Jimmy Kimmel on this, is the blank you attitude, which was probably one of the reasons they said we got to cut this while we can, because it's only going to get worse for us. But, you know, you saw Letterman and all these other people start to come out. Here's what I think is happening with these leftists that are defending Jimmy Kimmel right now. I think they're more interested in defending him because it's their guy, because they share the same views, and they try to make it sound like it's some sort of, hey, you know, we are on the right side of history. They use that term type of quote, because when they never act this way, when it comes to someone on the other side that gets treated this way, it's the outrage is not because of the principle of the matter, because they're very principled in all of this. They're such a First Amendment, starch comedic First Amendment defender. No, it's about finding another way to hate Donald Trump. That's what they're more interested in.
Well, in First Amendment, when it's convenient for them, this is the same people that wanted everyone on X canceled if you questioned, you know, the COVID vaccine or anything. You know, these people have been canceling and shutting down people's pages. And, you know, they were all for that before, of course, Elon Musk bought Twitter. How many times were people banned because they simply spoke up against certain things? And where were they when Roseanne Barr, right? When President Obama called and got Roseanne Barr fired from ABC because, you know, Bob Iger, who was a huge, huge Obama contributor and supporter, and she went after Jarrett. What was her first name? The chief of staff for the president?
I can't remember, but she made that tweet. But
and she got canned for a tweet, right? So it's funny where the First Amendment matters if somebody's coming after someone on the left, if a network shuts him down for being completely inappropriate and lying. Let's start there. What he said was factually inaccurate and completely false. But, you know, truth doesn't matter to the left, right?
Yeah,
he should be able to lie all he wants.
Let's look what ABC and, keep in mind, Disney have gone through the last couple of years. They put out these movies. They have these woke tilts to the movies. The audience rejects them. They lose money. Now, ABC is looking at Jimmy Kimmel and they're saying, okay, here's someone that's woke, went too far over a tragedy, wants to double down on it. We've learned our lesson losing millions and millions of dollars from these movies that we're not putting up with this, because this is a write-off, a late-night write-off that doesn't matter to us because they're probably not making much, if any, money on it. See you later. Ain't worth our time for you to ruin our brand.
He was making $15 million a year, I read, and the show was costing them over $30 million. Can you believe that? I mean, that's a lot of money.
Wait, they were costing them $30 million? That's what it said?
The show cost $30 million. He was half of that by himself.
15 of the 30?
Yeah.
I guess it's not as bad as Colbert. But
and,
let's
and
say
he
this.
Lost 73% of his share, his market share.
Mm, yeah. Well, they added him on. They thought they can compete with everyone else. And it just basically it was a clone of anti-Republican, let's hate Donald Trump type of comedy, if you can call it that. So it didn't really work out when you have that kind of market, when you just like in flood it with the same type of content. But we'll say this with Colbert, he's looking for a job. Looks like Kimmel will be looking for a job. Is it a race to the bottom? Are they going to be competing for the same jobs?
Well, they were both competing for the last in ratings. So yeah, that yeah, could be the next thing. Hey, what could we create that could be last in podcasting?
Yeah. We got it. All right, Dan Buck, we have a segment with him next. 97.1 FM Talk.
But don't give a
It's Freedom Friday for this segment where we feature social media giants and great voices out there who are challenging the left, bringing the truth each and every day. And these are voices you normally will never hear on a mainstream radio or TV station because it normally doesn't fit the narrative of what they want to hear. These are voices in the wilderness in some cases. If you're not out on these social media platforms or connected to them in some way, these are voices that you wouldn't hear. This young lady, she appeared on my feed, I think, on X probably about a month ago, and I just kind of started following her. And she's young. She's probably in her mid-20s. She doesn't give her age, but she calls herself a verbal sniper. She is a total, total defender of the Constitution. She's well-educated, and I really liked her in the last week since the Charlie Kirk death. She's posted probably four videos, but this one in particular that goes after Jimmy Kimmel is outstanding, folks. She gives a civic lesson to everybody listening, the difference between the First Amendment rights and personal accountability, that there's a distinct difference between the two. So her name, so everybody can listen to her, go out and find her, Alexandra Lanes. She's only got about 81, 82,000 followers on X. You'll find her at Real Alex Lanes, and that's L-A-I-N-S, Alexandra Lanes. You'll find her. She is on fire right now and so on top of this whole Jimmy Kimmel situation, where she calls out the fact that ABC is doing what's right in the terms of accountability. Let's let her tell you the case. About a minute 20, you're going to love her. Here she is.
I am a big fan of free speech. Whether I agree or disagree with you, everyone has a right to speak their mind. However, freedom of speech does not equal freedom from consequences. And when you go on national television spewing misinformation and contributing to the rhetoric that got Charlie Kirk killed, you don't get a free pass. Jimmy Kimmel saying the MAGA gang was trying to claim the shooter was anything more than one of us. Well, he wasn't one of us. He was one of you. When you lie like that on the public airwaves, there are going to be consequences. No, I don't feel bad for you. All this crying over fascism and authoritarianism and freedom of speech is under attack. Give me a break. Where were you when Roseanne Barr was fired? Or Gina Carano? Or when Biden worked with the DOJ and FBI to censor and ban conservatives for nothing more than our beliefs? Where were you when Twitter banned the sitting president of the United States? Oh, you were either celebrating or silent. If Jimmy was arrested and prosecuted for what he said on the show, that would be a free speech violation. His employer pulling him off the air, that is not. What was the line that you guys threw in our faces? Oh, private companies can do whatever they want. Funny how the tune changes when the medicine you've been forcing down our throats finally starts to come back and bite you. You are not suspended for your comedy, though you probably should be, because you're not very funny. You were suspended for lying and basically causing division in a time where people are being gunned down for their beliefs. This is what accountability looks like. It's finally time you start to understand what it feels like.
Oh, yeah. Her name, Alexandra Lanes. And she speaks really, really fast. She like really gets upset. And some of the videos, she just keeps going. But you'll enjoy her content. She put out a really heartfelt one last week, shortly after the news of the Charlie Kirk death, where she gets rather emotional. But her message was point on. She is very Christian. She makes no bones about it that she loves Jesus Christ and very devout in her Catholic faith. But other than that, she is, as she calls herself, a verbal sniper. And she's well-versed. She knows constitutional law. She clearly has a college degree. She says she's an actress and a musician, but you certainly can tell that she comes from a point of strong education. So Alexandra Lanes, that's L-A-I-N-S. You need to go out there and check her out. Good message, though, right? I mean, I think the key point to her message there is that private companies can still hold people accountable. That has nothing to do with your First Amendment right. If you violate their decency clauses, which he clearly did by you know, making this into some political issue with Charlie Kirk, instead of letting the tragedy be what it was and keep it out of your monologue and your comedy bit, he had a very clear choice to make. And instead, he chose to tell a lie, saying that this shooter insinuated that this shooter was a right-wing MAGA member. And then to go on and say, oh, and they're just trying to score political points. Well, that's not necessary. And ABC felt it was completely out of bounds at a time of national mourning for a guy. When millions and millions of people are mourning the death of Charlie Kirk, you just don't do it. And that's what he was fired for. He was not fired for a First Amendment right. He's clearly nobody. The First Amendment is the government shall not interfere in your speech, right, Ryan? I mean, that's what it doesn't say anything about consequences if you say something bad, that the community and society at large can come after you for really bad ideas.
Yep. And we've seen instances of that during COVID is a great example of it. Even here in St. Louis, if you remember, in the county, they had the tattletale line. If you saw someone that was disobeying or talking bad about the vaccine or not distancing properly, even if it was on their own property or going to a church service.
You have too many people over for Thanksgiving. Remember that?
Too many people. Yeah. So, or, you know, in general, if you criticize the government during that time too, man, did they find a way to try to nail you?
But and that was a violation because that was the government interfering with free speech. That's what the First Amendment protects. It doesn't say anything about a company can't come after you for saying bad things.
Let's point out, too, during the Obama administration, in same line with the First Amendment, is when they use the IRS to go after Christian organizations, nonprofits, and basically was denying their nonprofit status and only exclusively to Christian organizations and using the IRS to do so. That's a First Amendment violation. You didn't see the Kimmels or anyone else of the world defending them then. So, again, it's more or less... they have to find a way to hate on Trump differently and bang on a different drum. And they just found this drum, which is Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. And although Carr from the FCC came out and said that this kind of hate speech needs to stop, he never forced ABC to do anything. And if they did, where's that evidence? Where's that fact? Because that's what all of the right or the left is screaming about now. The left is all saying that this was Trump and his administration forcing ABC to do this. Really? Bob Iger got forced? Wouldn't Bob Iger be the first to tell you that he got a call from the FCC chair and that's why he had to do this? If indeed that happened, because Bob Iger's no fan of Donald Trump. Bob Iger did this and allowed his folks at ABC... because he is the president now, again, of Disney and ABC. But he allowed them to can Jimmy Kimmel, probably number one on economic issues. They were not going to lose all those affiliate stations. And kudos to Nexstar and Sinclair for stepping up, going, we're not going to air this guy if you continue to put this hate out there at a time of national mourning. But if indeed this was driven by the Trump administration in any shape or form, I promise you ABC and Bob Iger would get that leaked out. But they don't have that evidence. No one's giving you how Trump made this happen. They just are saying Donald Trump is out there firing people. Really? Okay. Where's your facts? Where's your information that says that Donald Trump made a phone call to Bob Iger, said fire this guy? And Bob Iger kowtowed to the president. It hasn't happened. Has he said that some of these networks need to be held accountable for this stuff? Yeah. Has Carr, the head of the FCC, come out and said that this kind of hate speech has got to be curbed on public broadcasting stations? Yeah, he has said that. But no action, no edicts, no executive orders, no laws, no fines coming down from the FCC. Right? Am I wrong?
Yeah. Now, it would be like, I'm trying to think of an example of this, but... imagine if you're a big food distributor, and I don't want to name any because it's just a hypothetical. And let's say you distribute chicken, and you give all the chicken to all your distributors across the country, and all they send it out to their people, their restaurants or whatever. And then you find out the chicken's poison. And you're like, okay, we got to stop this. We got to stop sending the chicken out to these distributors. And then everyone's saying, you're doing it because Trump told you to stop doing it. Well, no, it's because it's poison, and we don't want a bunch of people in the liability associated with sending poison chicken to all of our distributors across the country. In a way, it's kind of like that. I think they realized very quickly the backlash was not worth it, and they don't want to put the affiliates at risk because they're the ones picking up this programming and paying for it and paying a lot of money for it, and they don't want to be paying for something that's poison.
Yeah. And all the people on the left, all the politicians we had to hear from in the last 48 hours is they completely ignore what he said or the appropriateness of what he said. It's just First Amendment, screaming, you know, Trump intervention, trying to quiet Americans who disagree with him. Well, what about what he said? Are you defending that it's okay to go out and knowingly lie after clearly the guy was not from the right? And he still allowed that taped show to go on the air, even though he knew he said that, Do you think that's okay? That people can just go on and make a blatant lie and then also, you know, take pot shots at the president and saying he doesn't care when he misheard the question from the reporter because Marine One was roaring behind him and he didn't know the question was about Charlie. And he said, oh, this is a stage of mourning by the president. Yeah, construction of his projects around the White House. Like, clearly the president didn't hear the question appropriately. And you are going to go out there and take a pot shot and cheap shot. And again, make Charlie Kirk a part of your monologue, your comedy monologue. You think this is funny. You think that somehow people should laugh at this horrific murder that we all witnessed on a college campus. That's what all of these left people are ignoring of. Do you still think that it was an appropriate comment? And he's doubling down. He hasn't apologized, has he?
I got to say, just for the sake of time, that we do have TSO tickets to give away at some point during the show. Okay. We've been giving them away all week. Pairs of tickets to go see Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Enterprise Center. That can happen at any time.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching the live feed, you can see the winking in my eye. Anytime. So keep listening for your chance to win some TSO tickets. Also coming up, we never played the full clip there of Crockett, but you want to hear what Stephen A. Smith said about the whole Jimmy Kimmel thing? We'll play that after the break, too. I think this is pretty good. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One FM Talk. What is this Christmas music?
I know. It must be that time.
TSO at the Enterprise Center on December 23rd. It's a 3 p.m. show, which I think is the perfect time for a concert, honestly. This late night stuff, that's for the young crowd. The 3 p.m. on December 23rd, that's for the crowd that is like, I want to ease into this vacation time. I want to enjoy the end of the year. I just want to not have to worry about the trouble of everything that comes with a 7-8 o'clock showtime and getting out at midnight. I don't want that. This is an afternoon. You can go to lunch and then go see TSO after. It'll be perfect.
Try it. And drive around, look at the lights when you're done. Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yep. So how about caller number 6 to 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. Gave the tickets away all week. Yep. Six caller. And I feel bad sometimes for the early morning risers. Normally, we don't give the tickets away this early, and they miss out on all the tickets. This is their chance to shine, morning crowd.
You got Bill, you got Maurice, you got Alan, you got Roy, all the people chiming in on the Facebook. They can all win right now. They just call that number.
So something else that's coming up later in the show, Dan, I was alerted to this from a listener, and she's going to join us on the show later at 8:30. There was a teacher in Wentzville, a middle school teacher, and she's also involved with more administrative duties. So it's more than just a middle school teacher embedded into the Wentzville School District. Now, keep in mind, I was sent a screenshot of her Facebook post, and I'm going to read it to you. I'm not going to say the person's name right now, but this tweet, or rather this Facebook post, was the subject of the Wentzville School Board meeting last night. A lot of people upset about what this middle school teacher said, and I quote, "And just so everyone is aware, the Lord indeed does not say, quote, well done to racist, homophobic, misogynists that use their vast platforms to spread hate. When you bear no fruits of the Spirit, you have not been a faithful servant." And that's the tweets or Facebook post, rather. A lot of parents took exception to that, rightfully so. They said inappropriate. And
at
they
minimum,
went to go,
at minimum, it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they went to voice their displeasure at the Wentzville School District Board meeting last night. And we're going to talk to one of those parents at 8:30 and get an update on what's going
on. Have you
there.
Checked just to see if the post is still up?
You know, when it was sent to me, it was a screenshot. I went to that person's Facebook page.
Yep.
It matched the photo, but it was locked down. So I think by the time I got to it, the criticisms were already vast, if you want to use that word again.
Right.
And she understood, boy, maybe this ain't blowing over so easy.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that played off.
That'll be interesting. And again, that meeting was last night at the Wentzville board meeting?
Last night.
Okay.
Yeah. All looking right. forward to getting an update from that. Did you see what Stephen A. Smith said about the Jimmy Kimmel joke? This is kind of cool.
I have not. Let's hear it.
All right. This is Stephen A. Smith, clip 11.
Only thing that I would say as it pertains to Jimmy Kimmel was, where was the joke? Because you're a late night host. And obviously that has a comedic attachment to it. Where was the joke? Obviously it wasn't anything funny about that.
Yeah.
Stephen
nothing.
A, good for him.
That's what I said. It was just an inappropriate place to even bring Charlie Kirk into it. It was not humorous. There was nothing funny about it. That's a monologue. That's what he did every night when he would go out there and try to make people laugh. You know, and you could even tell the crowd kind of gave it an awkward applause, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the New York Giants. Somebody was trying to dox the New York Giants defensive coordinator. Did you see that?
How hilarious is that? That's the tweet where he's like, it's some random person because they hate the guy and they're trying to get him fired. So they said,
yeah,
putting words in his mouth.
They said some bad things about Charlie Kirk and says, oh, by the way, I'm the defensive coordinator for the Giants.
Yeah. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.